Welcome back. In this lesson, we're giving an old-school DNB snare some real VHS raid attitude in Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to make the snare longer. We want a snare that still hits hard on the front edge, but then smears out a little like it's been bounced through dusty tape, a worn sampler, or a rave cassette that's lived a full life. That's the vibe. Sharp, but aged. Punchy, but emotionally bigger. This works especially well in drum and bass because the snare is one of the main anchors of the groove. When you're living at 174 BPM, the snare has to do a lot of heavy lifting. It has to cut through the bass, carry the backbeat, and still leave room for the kick and hats. If you can give it character without killing the impact, the whole tune instantly feels more alive. Let's start with the source sample. Pick a snare that already has a solid transient and some useful mid-range body. You do not want something super polished and glossy here. A trap-style snare or a huge, roomy acoustic hit usually fights the aesthetic. You want something simple, punchy, and fairly dry. Drop the snare into simpler in Ableton Live 12. Classic mode is a good starting point. If you're building from a chopped break, slice can work too, but for this lesson, keep it straightforward. Also, for the first listen, keep warp off if you're auditioning the raw source. That way, you can hear what the sample is really doing before you start aging it. Now listen closely. You're looking for a crack somewhere around the upper mids, maybe 2 to 6 kHz, and some body around 180 to 250 hertz. If the sample already has a huge reverb tail baked in, it's going to be harder to control. If it's too clean, that's fine. We're about to dirty it up in a tasteful way. Here's the first important idea. Think in layers of time, not just layers of sound. For this kind of snare, there should be three clocks happening at once. First, a very fast attack that tells the ear exactly where the hit is. Second, a medium body that carries the weight of the snare. Third, a slower haze that creates the VHS memory effect. If everything starts and ends at the exact same moment, the snare can feel flat, even if it's loud. So let's shape the envelope. In simpler, keep the attack super short, around 0 to 2 milliseconds, so the snap stays immediate. Then extend the release somewhere around 120 to 350 milliseconds, depending on how smeared you want the tail to feel. If the snare dies too quickly, that release will help it breathe a little more. If you want true stretch, not just a longer decay, duplicate the snare onto a second audio track. Warp that duplicate in complex or complex pro mode and lengthen the clip just a little, maybe around 105 to 115% of the original feel. Then tuck that duplicate quietly underneath the main snare. That's a really important move. The dry snare stays in charge of the impact, and the stretched layer becomes the attitude layer. The stretched layer should feel like the echo or the hit, not the hit itself. Now let's shape the tone. Put EQ 8 after simpler. Start by gently high-passing around 90 to 140 hertz, just to clear room for the kick and sub. If the snare feels a little thin, add a small boost around 180 to 240 hertz. Then add a bit of presence around 3 to 5 kHz so the snap cuts through. If it gets harsh or brittle, pull back a little around 6 to 8 kHz. A solid starting point is a high pass around 120 hertz, a small boost around 220 hertz, a bit of lift around 4 kHz, and a small cut around 7 kHz if needed. And here's a little teacher note. In old-school or VHS-inspired drum sounds, you usually do not want super shiny top end. A slightly rounded snare often feels more authentic, especially if your hats and breaks are already bright. The snare doesn't need to sparkle. It needs to speak. Now we add saturation. This is where the worn tape color really starts showing up. You can use saturator or drum bus. With saturator, try 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just tricking yourself with extra volume. With drum bus, keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 20%, and use crunch lightly if you want a rougher edge. Usually, I'd leave boom very low or off for this kind of snare unless you specifically want more chesty thump. Why does this help? Because saturation brings out harmonics in the mid-range, which lets the snare feel denser without needing to be louder. In a crowded DNB mix, that matters a lot. It helps the snare stand up to the bass movement, and it also gives the tail that slightly used, slightly worn character we're after. If the snare gets too sharp after saturation, don't be afraid to go back and tame the top end again with EQ. The order matters. Tone shaping after dirt can make a huge difference. Next, let's build the VHS tail with reverb. Make a return track and put reverb on it. Keep the decay fairly short, around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Use a small pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter the low end out around 200 to 400 Hz. Also roll off the top, somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz, so the reverb doesn't get shiny and modern. Set the reverb return to fully wet, then send a little of the snare into it. The goal is not to drown the drum. The goal is to make the room feel like it's trailing behind the hit. Just enough blur to suggest old hardware and tape air. If you want a slightly more cassette-like feeling, you can add echo very subtly on that return. Keep the delay time short, like a 1/16 or 1/32. Keep feedback low, and darken the repeats. You should barely notice it until a fill or breakdown. That's the kind of detail that makes the sound feel like it has memory. Now let's add some texture underneath. A pure stretched snare can sometimes sound a little too clean on its own, so layer in a quiet noise or Foley element. That could be tape hiss, room tone, vinyl noise, or even a tiny metallic tick. High-pass it aggressively if it's too full, and keep it very low in the mix. A cool trick here is to duplicate the snare audio, reverse the copy, and fade it in very briefly under the main hit. That can create a little pre-smear, like tape drag or old sampler buffering. It's subtle, but it can make the snare feel way more lived in. In a jungle or old-school cut, you can let that texture be a bit more obvious. In a darker roller or neuro-adjacent tune, keep it tucked in just enough to create vibe, without distracting from the punch. Now, let's talk about timing and groove, because this is huge in DNB. A snare can sound technically good and still feel wrong, if the timing is too stiff. If the whole thing is perfectly gridlocked, it loses swagger. If it's too late, the groove can feel sluggish. A great move is to keep the core transient right on the grid, but nudge the stretched layer a few milliseconds later. That creates a little pull behind the hit. You can also use track delay sparingly if you want the whole snare bus to sit just behind the kick and bass pocket. If the entire drum groove needs movement, use groove pull swing carefully, but don't overdo it just to make the snare feel human. In DNB, micro timing is usually more powerful than obvious swing. If you're layering multiple snare parts, a gentle glue compressor on the snare bus can help unify everything. Keep the attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio around 2 to 1, and only let it reduce a couple dB at most. Just enough to glue the layers together without flattening the snap. Now for arrangement movement, because this is where the sound becomes musical. Do not keep the snare identical for the entire track. Old media feels convincing because it's inconsistent. If every hit is equally degraded, the effect becomes static. So use automation to bring the VHS color in and out. For example, in the intro, you might keep the snare a little more filtered and roomy. In the first drop, make it drier and tighter. Then in a switch up or fill, automate more send to the reverb return, increase saturation a little, or darken the return with a filter. In a breakdown, you can let the stretch tail bloom more. Then when the second drop lands, pull it back tighter for impact. That contrast is what makes that old school flavor feel intentional instead of just washed out. A really useful rule here is this: reserve the heaviest stretch and ambience for transition moments, not every single backbeat. Let some hits be cleaner and some hits be dirtier. That variation makes the sound feel more human and more tape-worn. Once the chain feels right, print it. Freeze and flatten the track, or resample the processed snare to a new audio track. That gives you a committed waveform you can edit like a real sample. Then test it in context. Put it against a 174 BPM sub, a reese, and a break loop. Don't judge it solo for too long. In DNB, a snare that sounds a little too sharp on its own often turns out perfect once the bass and hats are playing. On the other hand, if the bass is masking the snare, you may need to reduce low mid buildup, shorten the reverb send, or add a touch more presence. The big danger zone is usually around 180 to 450 Hz, where snare body, reese bass, and break thickness all want to live. If the mix gets boxy, use a narrower cut so you keep the personality but lose the mud. Let's quickly recap the core idea. Start with a punchy snare. Stretch it subtly using simpler release or a warp duplicate. Shape the snap with EQ. Add controlled saturation for that worn tape density. Build a short, dark reverb tail on a return. Layer in a little noise or Foley for texture. Automate the ambience and dirt for arrangement movement. And always check the result against the full bass line and drum bus. If you want to go one step further, try making three versions of the same snare. One dry and punchy. One with a VHS smear. One heavier and more degraded. Then compare them over a DNB loop and see which one serves the track best. That's the real lesson here. Not just how to make a snare longer, but how to make it feel like it came from a different time while still hitting hard enough for a modern club system. All right, fire up Ableton, grab a snare, and let's make it sound like a dusty rave memory with attitude.